From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. General Motors plans to eliminate its Pontiac division. That's from a source familiar with the company's plan who spoke with NPR. Frank Langford covers the auto industry, and he joins me now here in the studio. Frank, why is General Motors making this move?
Well, you know, one of the big problems for GM, Michelle, is it has too many brands and just too many models. That's very expensive for a company. It also confuses customers. The company right now is on the edge of bankruptcy, and it's got to keep slashing costs. Now, GM's already said it's going to get rid of Saturn, Hummer, Saab, either discontinue or sell them. And Pontiac was the next most vulnerable brand. They don't sell a lot of Pontiacs. It's a low-priced car, generally. And the company needs to pare down to be more profitable. Also, certainly some pressure probably came from the White House because they've been pushing for GM just to become a slimmer company.
Now, you say it's the next most vulnerable brand, but is the end of Pontiac a surprise? When might GM make an official announcement now that it's actually
You know, in one sense, it's big news. I mean, this is the end of a famous car name. But anybody who was following Pontiac, nah, this isn't a surprise at all. It had already been relegated by GM to what it called a niche brand. If you looked at the product plans in the U.S., nothing beyond 2011. That's a really bad sign for a car division. As to when, we think maybe Monday we might hear something official on this. Now, also, early in the week, we heard from GM they're going to be temporarily shutting down some plants this summer up to 11 weeks. And in the days and weeks in the head, we may hear about some permanent closings, especially now that we know that Pontiac is going away.
So you say not a surprise, but boy, when you look back, Pontiac used to be one of the iconic brands with all those big muscle cars. So what went wrong?
Well, what went wrong, you know, in the 60s and the 70s, you're absolutely right. These were these big engines, big fast cars, even inspired, you know, GTO inspired a song. The Trans Am was in Smokey and the Bandit with Burt Reynolds. But, you know, the problem is these references, they're really old. And over time, what happened is tastes changed. People moved towards more fuel-efficient cars. The brand really also got muddied and lost its focus. Today, you know, if you talk to people, they might have trouble saying, you know, what is the Pontiac image? What's the brand about? In terms of some of the cars that are going to go away, the G8, the G6, that's a sedan, the Solstice. But many of these cars, I don't think that many people know that much about.
Yeah, not since the Trans Am. I mean, you have to go back quite a ways.
I'm afraid you do.
As the brand disappears, what kind of effect is this going to have on the dealers?
Well, you know, right now, only 40 dealers exclusively sell Pontiacs. They won't have anything to sell. But back in the 1990s, GM tried to consolidate a lot of dealerships. So there are a lot now, most of them, over 1,000, that would sell Pontiacs, GMC, the truck brand, and, of course, Buick, the luxury brand. So they're certainly going to take a hit on this, but it won't be as bad for most of them. Dealers were also told recently as 2 weeks ago, that GMC and Buick will survive. So those dealers will still have something to sell.
A real blow to Pontiac, Michigan, also.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very tough up there anyway, but, you know, to lose the...
So symbolic.
It's the name of the town, absolutely.
Thank you, Frank.
Happy to do it, Michelle.
That was NPR's Frank Langford.